The Justice Department has turned to social networking sites to advance a criminal investigation of WikiLeaks and its founder, Julian Assange. But NPR's Carrie Johnson reports WikiLeaks supporters are once again putting up a fight.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange often gets information from government and industry insiders without ever meeting them in person. That's why federal prosecutors want the internet company Twitter to turn over information about three Twitter users who also happen to be WikiLeaks supporters. The clues could help the Justice Department identify who was sending private messages to whom before Assange published classified information. Privacy advocate Cindy Cohn of the Electronic Frontier Foundation says the government is going too far in a case that could have implications across the internet.
Well, I think it's a tremendously important case because it demonstrates that as more and more people are using services like Twitter and other internet-based services, the government is voraciously seeking that information, and it reveals more and more about our everyday life.
National security prosecutors in Virginia say their request for Twitter information is routine. The only difference is international interest in WikiLeaks and its founder. Attorney General Eric Holder makes no secret of his desire to charge Assange with a crime. Here's Holder talking to reporters a few months ago.
I authorized a number of things to be done so that we can hopefully get to the bottom of this and hold people accountable as they should be.
But prosecutors told a judge Tuesday that the investigation remains in the early stages, so any accountability for the leaks and their publication could take a while. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.